What's the right word here?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. The Bank of America shareholder meeting is today in Charlotte, North Carolina. For CEO Ken Lewis, it promises to be a Donnybrook, possibly a rhubarb. I'm going to go with fracas, actually, but it's definitely going to be no fun for him, as Julie Rose reports from WFAE in Charlotte.
Bank annual meetings are generally pretty boring affairs, but that was before Bank of America took $45 billion federal bailout dollars and before it acquired Merrill Lynch. Bank of America's stock has since plunged 70%.
This year is going to be a very raucous, very contentious meeting, and somewhat embarrassing from the standpoint of management.
That's banking expert Tony Plath of UNC Charlotte. Angry shareholders are mobilizing to remove three members of the bank's board, including its chairman, CEO Ken Lewis. Houston investor Jonathan Finger has spent $100,000 on the grassroots effort.
We're trying to get a board of directors that is active in overseeing management, number one, and number two, protecting the interest of shareholders.
Analysts say it's unlikely the dissident shareholders will boot Lewis from the board, but they could get enough votes to send a strong message. Momentum has built in recent weeks with the support of several advisory groups. Those groups have a lot of sway with Bank of America's biggest shareholders. In Charlotte, I'm Julie Rose for Marketplace.
Like Bank of America, Citigroup has taken billions in government dollars, but it reportedly still wants to pay bonuses. This morning's Wall Street Journal tells us Citi is asking the Treasury Department for permission to pay bonuses to many key employees to keep them from jumping ship. Later this morning, we get a new picture of the U.S. economy. Analysts predict a 5% shrinkage in the gross domestic product for last quarter. While that is lame, it would be better than the 6.3% drop the quarter before. Some economists are daring to call this a possible bottoming out of the recession. The Federal Reserve wraps up its two-day meeting today. It'll make some kind of announcement, probably not much of one, since it can hardly cut interest rates lower than they already are. World markets have rallied today. European stocks are up over 1%. Asian shares gained over 2%. Japan's market was closed. Oil has rallied too, now above $50 a barrel. Europe's largest oil company reported earnings this morning. Royal Dutch Shell says profits fell 58% in the first quarter from the same time last year. Christopher Worth has our story.
Shell's report comes on top of news yesterday that profits at BP slid 62%. Oil companies that recorded record profits last year are reeling from lower demand, the falling price of crude oil, and the fact that the cost of doing business just keeps rising. But Nick McGregor, an analyst with stockbroker Redmond Bentley, says no one should feel too sorry for Shell.
Shell's numbers are actually pretty good. They've come in ahead of consensus this morning, and it does look as if they are willing to continue putting money into finding future production.
Shell invested about $7 billion in new production in the last quarter and plans to up that to $31 billion by the end of the year. But the company faces continuing security challenges with its operations in Nigeria and OPEC restrictions that have come as a result of lower global demand. In London, I'm Christopher Worth for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Monsanto, committed to sustainable agriculture, creating hybrid and biotech seeds designed to increase crop yields and conserve natural resources. Produce more, conservemore.com. And by Thomson Reuters, a source of intelligent information to businesses and professionals around the world. Thomson Reuters, knowledge to act.
What else can go wrong for the car industry? Oil shock, global recession, plant closings. Not just American car makers either. Germany's Daimler, which makes Mercedes, lost almost $2 billion last quarter. Next week, we get an earnings report from Daimler's smaller German rival, BMW. Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports from Munich.
BMW's HQ in Munich is unmistakable. Four towers shaped like engine cylinders thrusting into the sky. The company itself clearly isn't firing on all four cylinders at the moment. Global sales fell 20% in the first quarter. But, says spokesman Michael Rebstock, the global market for premium cars fell by 25%.
Compared to this general slump, BMW has done quite fine. Compared to our competitors, we were able to increase our market shares.
He says BMW's even held up well in the dire American market by addressing U.S. concerns about fuel efficiency and climate change.
If this is the carbon footprint of the average U.S. driver, this would be your carbon footprint if you drove BMW Advanced Diesel.
Analysts say that BMW grasped the need for fuel efficiency far quicker than the big three American car makers. And, claims Michael Rebstock, the German company was also quick off the mark last fall, cutting production as the downturn intensified.
We have not very many unsold cars. We managed to reduce production in a very early stage of the crisis.
One third of BMW's 75,000 workforce are now working shorter hours for less pay. Flexible, fast on its feet and with powerful brands, BMW seems well able to weather the crisis. But analyst Jürgen Pieper in Frankfurt says the company is losing money. And it's half the size of industry giants like Volkswagen. It could be taken over.
One has to watch it very carefully over the next couple of quarters if BMW can come back to nice levels of profitability. If not, then they really look vulnerable, I think.
Other analysts claim that BMW is not too small. After all, they say size hasn't saved GM, Chrysler and Ford from disaster. In Munich, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Finally, most people who sign up for Twitter are quitters. According to Nielsen Online, which measures online traffic, 60% of people who sign up for Twitter don't come back a month after joining. Compare that to Facebook's retention rate of 70%. Twitter's gotten a big bump lately from celebrities like Oprah and Ashton and Shaq and Britney. But the big question has been, is it going to make money? That's going to be harder to do if Twitter can't get users to stick around. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke. Thanks for sticking around and have a great Wednesday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.